When Mary Ellen Ilya became New York State Education Commissioner 3 years ago, there was a huge outcry that a teacher's annual professional performance review, known as APPR, was linked to student test scores for math and English. Then a moratorium was put into place. However, it expired this past June. Ilya tells WBFO News New York State Ed is trying to work through the issue and listen to teachers.
We started last February. We put out a survey across the state. Over 22,000 teachers and administrators responded to that survey. We're now taking that information since proposed legislation did not pass through the legislature. We are taking that information from our survey, and we are starting to work to gather information from the people that are actually affected by that, and that is our teachers.
Board of Regents Chancellor Betty Rosa has directed Ilya and State Ed to return next month with a proposal for extending the moratorium. Ilya tells us they want teachers to play an active role in creating evaluations for the future.
So they should be the designers of what would be a quality evaluation that gives them feedback so that every day they know the things they can work on to get better. In fact, this is a productive approach for us to have both teachers and principals tell us the things that really help them to be able to get better.
New York State United Teachers welcome news of the proposed extension. But the teachers' union pledges it will continue to seek long-term legislation that would place teacher evaluations back in the hands of local control. The union says teachers and local school districts know what works best in their communities. State lawmakers could approve legislation next year that would permanently end evaluations based on student test scores. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.